is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Matt Piper. It is 6 a.m. in Israel, daybreak, and word that the country could begin a counteroffensive in Gaza after Hamas's weekend attack. 2,700 people have been killed already. More than a dozen Americans are unaccounted for. CBS's Olivia Gazis reports on U.S. efforts in Israel to locate Americans.
There are FBI and defense experts on the ground who are talking to families and other sources about who may have already been taken. There's a significant behind-the-scenes undertaking by intelligence agencies to try to identify where these hostages may have been taken, who is holding them, and of course, what they may want.
More from CBS's Nora O'Donnell on innocent people in the war zone.
The main headline here is Israel's bid to crush Hamas with a near constant barrage of airstrikes on Gaza ahead of its expected ground invasion in the coming days. The catastrophic damage in Gaza is leading to a humanitarian crisis. The United Nations now warning that food and water are quickly running out for the more than 2 million Palestinians who are trapped there.
Republican Steve Scalise removes his name from the running for House Speaker tonight. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
It adds urgency, but clearly not a sufficient urgency to make this happen. I mean, there are members of both parties who are chomping at the bit to pass a formal resolution denouncing the attack on Israel. It is a big statement on the world stage, even though it's just a statement. They all want to make it, and they can't because the House is paralyzed.
The Justice Department says Democratic Senator Robert Menendez failed to declare himself an agent of Egypt. CBS's Nicole Killian says it comes after just a month when he was charged with bribery.
Obviously, in terms of the bribery allegations, we know that investigators found hundreds of thousands of dollars in cash at his home, gold bars, a luxury vehicle. So this is yet another serious charge that is now heaped on top of this.
The former girlfriend of FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried was back on the stand today. As our Errol Barnett reports, she says he directed her to pull money from FTX customer accounts to fund his cryptocurrency hedge fund.
The defense has approached the end of their cross-examination of the star witness, Caroline Ellison, the on-again, off-again girlfriend of Sam Bankman-Fried and the CEO of Alameda Research, which was the sister company to FTX, which imploded.
Rudolph Isley has died.
You know you make me wanna kick my heels up.
He was one of the founding members of the popular R&B group, the Isley Brothers. He was born and raised in Cincinnati in 1939. Rudolph Isley was 84 years old. This is CBS News.
You need to hire? Indeed is with you every step of the way, helping you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
The Todd Almaz Show.
What makes our society great is that we can believe in something bigger than ourselves. Doesn't matter whether it's a soccer team or whether it's a political movement or whether it's a public school, whether it's a neighborhood PTA, a bake sale. It's about interacting with our friends and neighbors and making our communities better for having come together around a common cause.
The Todd Almaz Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the...
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
It's the Wild West of how students are using generative AI.
As educators, there's sort of six responses that we can have to these new tools. We could ignore it. Mm-hmm. We could ban it. We can try and outfox it. We can teach about it. We can actually teach it, or we can teach with it. I think the most exciting one, of course, is to teach with it.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know what's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. 93.5, The Tap.
Or our website, civicmedia.us.
From the Civic Media Radio Network, moving Wisconsin forward one joke at a time. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes. But where it's going, no one knows. Hello, Wisconsin!
Now, filling in for the new mom, here's Jane Mattenair.
Good morning and welcome to As Goes Wisconsin, Thursday, October 12th. Calvin is on the board this morning, and my good friend and colleague,
yes,
Kane, live in studio. So good to have you here, my friend.
Well, it was really nice of you to ask. I mean, you got a hold of me a couple of days ago and you said, hey,
what are you doing
it on Thursday? And I'm like, there's only so much Netflix I can watch. I'm completely drawn into a couple of the series. And it's like, I need to get my butt off the couch. So yes, I'm happy to come in.
Lovely to have you here. And also, I'm pretty sure that if you had won last night's Powerball jackpot, you would probably not be here. I would likely not be here.
It's fascinating, isn't it?
$1.76 billion.
Yeah.
One winner.
One ticket. A small, unincorporated town in California. I think it's like 2,500 people or something like that.
Yeah.
Wow, huh? I got one number. I got one. And I put 20. Here's what I did. Because Quick Trip always wins. For some reason, they have the luck. So I drove to the Mequon Crypt, which is not close to my house.
Okay.
And I drove there, and I laid $20 down, and I got one number. You should have seen poor Lou's face this morning. He was like, we didn't even get our money back?
No.
I'm like, nope.
No.
Nope. No. And I, you know, that kind of money's going to mess you up, Jane.
Absolutely.
That's going to mess with your head something fierce. I just don't know. Do we know what the payout is completely if you take the lump sum?
I think it's like $756 million. So it's still almost $1 billion.
Yeah. It's not only going to mess you up, but that would mess my kids up too.
Well, I think when you win that much money and maybe you don't change, but I think the people around you change. And how they look at you changes.
Did I ever tell you the story of, speaking of the Powerball, remember, you know, we had the Miracle Mile and we had that young couple. It was a long time ago.
I remember that. Yep.
Right.
And they got divorced.
Yes. They got divorced and I met him and I don't know where I was when I met him. And he even said to me, because they won like $50
million. Yeah.
It wasn't even remotely close to this.
But at the time, that was huge.
Huge money.
Yes.
And he said, if you win, he said, the only thing I can say is you, one, have to move, and two, you have to cut all kinds of ties. He goes, because people and charities, and it's not that charities don't need the money, don't
right.
get me wrong,
right.
but he said, everybody comes out of the woodwork wanting you to give them money.
Absolutely.
And I, you know, I would like to think that my friends wouldn't do that, but I've seen what happens to families when there's a death in the family and you're arguing over money. So who's to say that, you know, what's his name's not going to turn on me?
Well, and again, I think it not only changes you, it changes the people around you.
Right.
And how they view you.
Right.
And
And you know what? Here's what's, and this is the honest to God's truth. I'm going to win that money, and the next day, I'm going to get hit by a bus. So I don't get to enjoy it at
See,
all.
You were never meant to have that much money. It was never meant to be.
Right, exactly. So, well, congratulations to whoever it is, but good luck.
And good luck, exactly. Call a lawyer. That would be my first move, a lawyer and find an accountant that you trust.
Right.
And maybe not your cousin, Ralphie, you've always liked, but you know.
Right. Yeah. I think, don't you have like a year to come forward?
I believe so.
That's what I would do.
So you can get some of that stuff lined up.
I'm getting some of it lined up, but I'm going to sit on that money for a year because people, you know, memories are short. And all of a sudden they just, you know, I forgot. Yeah.
Right. So, but in a small town like that, 2,500 people.
You know what I'm hoping it is? I really am hoping that the entire little unincorporated community all pooled their money and they all won something.
Wouldn't that be great?
Yes.
That would be great.
Yeah.
Well, we'll have to wait and see because we don't have those details yet. We just know that there was only one winning ticket last night for Powerball.
Just, you know, if I could even make my $20 back.
We've been married for 12 and I've been married for 21 years.
Yeah.
He buys 2 lottery tickets a week. In those 21 years, because I check a lot of the tickets, I think he's won $7.
Lou and I won $100 once.
That's not bad.
I was feeling pretty proud of myself.
Absolutely.
But that's it.
That's it. Yeah.
That's it.
All right. Well, again, good luck.
Yep.
May the Powerball numbers be with you.
Yep.
We're going to move on a little bit talking about what makes a manly man. What makes
a manly man? Okay, I'll be interested where you're going with this. What are we talking?
This is tied to Wisconsin Republican representative from the 3rd District, Derek Van Orden.
Oh, I know where you're going with this. Okay.
Who has been in the news before. Famously, he confronted a teenage librarian over a display of LGBTQ books, yelled at her, intimidated her to try and get her to take down this display. He also famously just...
He does live in this century, right?
I believe, well...
Okay.
We think. Just a few months ago, he was famously, and this is corroborated, walked into the Senate where the Senate pages, who are high school kids or early college kids... At the end of their run, it's tradition apparently to take pictures of the ceiling in the House from the floor, but after he had... spent some time with some constituents drinking in his office. They went in and found these pages on the floor taking pictures. He began cursing at them, yelling at them, get up, you lazy S's.
Whatever.
Oh, yeah. Yes, and all of that. And then yesterday.
I know.
Multiple attendees described Derek Van Orden during a White House briefing on the terrorist attack against Israel. Multiple people say Van Orden was acting belligerent towards the Biden administration briefers when he asked questions. Several people said Van Orden cursed directly at the briefers, prompting loud boos in the room. One person said Van Orden shouted that the briefers' presentation was pathetic. Another attendee described him as offensive and inappropriate. Representative Dean Phillips, a Democrat from Minnesota, shouted shame on you to Van Orden's verbal assault, prompting him to drop an F-bomb at this representative who just happens to be Jewish.
Okay.
I can only think, because again, this kind of behavior of his, Derek Van Orden, these angry, profanity-laced outbursts, I have to believe some people think that this is how a manly man acts.
Oh, I don't know. I don't understand how you've been elected to this position. One, how you don't listen to yourself. You know, you can't self-edit. But whatever happened to class? You are representing a portion of our state. Do it with class and sophistication. This is not class and sophistication. And then today, something else happened. And I think he had a good come to Jesus meeting with somebody because now he's kind of retracting what he had said and what he was going on and about. And it's just like, come on. I mean, you're not two. You're not having a two-year-old, it's a terrible two tantrum. This is ridiculous.
I would agree with you. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Is this how a manly man behaves, especially in an elected office? And does this make...
But you know,
does this make us proud as Wisconsinites that this is one of our representatives in Washington?
No.
Calvin, do we have that clip? Let's take a listen. This is Derek Van Orden, I believe, from Fox News this morning.
Oh.
But I want to speak to my Republican and Democrat colleagues here in Washington, D.C. This is not a time to attack the Biden administration.
What?
You know how adamantly I disagree with what they're doing. But as Republicans and Democrats, as legislators here in the United States of America, now is not the time to attack the Biden administration. Now is the time to stand with the United States of America. That means the executive branch and the military to make sure that Israel understands that they have our unwavering support. So I'm calling on my Republican colleagues, our Democrat colleagues, let's get together, let's get the speakership done so that we can actually support Israel as they deserve it.
Well, I think that's a very important message, and I think that he's right. I also think, number one, Mr. Van Orden, it's called my fellow Democratic, members of the Democratic Party. It's not the Democrat Party, it's the Democratic Party.
Mm-hmm.
It is. And again, I think this is an amazing 180 from your behavior that was reported yesterday. Representative Judy Chu from California says he was rude, attacked the presenters. I thought they had very substantive things to say, but he just had this blanket attack saying this is the worst information I've ever had. Another representative, Jason Crow from Colorado, who's a Democrat, actually apologized for his behavior.
Oh, boy. You know, that's a cluster right there. Is he on some kind of just for the benefit of the doubt, because I don't know. Is he on some kind of medication that he missed? You know what I mean? I don't know. I mean, what would create that in your head that this is acceptable behavior?
Because he's always gotten away with it up to this point.
Well, this is trickling down from the top, I think. I think that some of these legislators think that since Trump can get away with it, that they can get away with it.
Absolutely.
And I'm all for giving both sides bad behavior. I know it happens. I know it happens. But you just look like an idiot. And I'm ashamed of you.
But there have to be people who admire this. And believe that this is the way that you get things done. This is the way to approach things, to show you're tough and you're not woke and you're not a latte drinking squish.
Okay, you can show you're not woke. Okay, I'll give you that. You can show you're not woke. But this situation is critical right now.
Yes.
This is a very critical situation that we are dealing with. And he didn't give it the dignity it deserves.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Is this how a manly man behaves? We will take your calls, take your texts on the other side of the break. Stay with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Time out.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Rain overnight, some of it locally heavy. Breezy east winds increasing to around 25 miles per hour. By daybreak, 46 degrees. Rain and breezy conditions on Friday. 1 to 2 inches of that rain before the day is all said and done. The high up to 48 degrees. Currently 46 degrees.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 48 degrees.
I'm fixing a hole where the rain gets in.
Welcome back to Mental and Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Go right to the lines. They're all alive. I'm going to take you in order. Do not hang up. But first, I want to respond briefly to Jean of Eau Claire. Jean of Eau Claire had a very, very good statement. But let me be blunt about this. There's no show on air that hits the Republicans harder than I do. But I absolutely have an obligation when somebody who presents themselves as on our side does something wrong. And I'm mentioning it. A democratic socialist is not a Democrat. They're not just socialists who are Democrats. The Democratic Socialists of America are not in the Kennedy, Clinton, Biden tradition. You do not organize rallies after infants were beheaded in front of their mothers raped, and marched on the Israeli embassy with swastikas. Period. End of story. There is not an equivalence. So just be aware. If you want some very good, hard-hitting talk about Republicans, there's no better place to be. But if people who are ostensibly on our side, but they're not on our side, they're not on our side, do what they did, I will call them out. Okay, Dave in Madison, you're next, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Dave?
Yeah, I totally agree with you with respect to Democratic Socialists of America, which maybe some others is absolutely abhorrent. I'm not sure I'd bring in socialism per se into the conversation, though. I mean, I in many ways am a socialist. In many ways, I subscribe to modern monetary theory, you know, and socialist along the Nordic model, I would say. You know, socialism is a very ill-defined term. There's a lot of different kinds of socialism. Israel was established by socialists, and socialists ran the country. Socialist governments in Israel, explicitly socialist governments, the Labor Party, saw Israel through most of its existential wars, the War of Independence, through the 56 Suez Crisis. But and also,
no, you're right, Dave. Hold on for a second. You're right that socialism is ill-defined, but remember something. Hitler's party was called the National Socialist Party. So what I am saying is this. The people who founded Israel and all through the its history, Rabin and some of the other great prime ministers, I have the utmost respect for. But that kind of socialism, or Swedish or Norwegian or Danish socialism, is not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the Democratic Socialists of America. And they are not part of the Democratic Party, in my view. Thanks for calling. Keith from Middleton, my friend. You're next. What's your mind today, Keith?
Hey, good afternoon. How you doing, Matt? Hey,
you're good, Keith.
So as the caller just before me just said, socialism is so poorly defined. I mean, USSR, United Socialists, you know, it's not a socialist country. The labels are so misguided that it's crazy. I am a democratic socialist, but I'm not part of the Democratic Socialist Party in America. I'm a Democrat. Always have been, always will be. My problem right now with what's going on over there is that, in my opinion, Bibi Netanyahu is also not a socialist and also not a Democrat. I feel that he is more of a fascist than a true socialist or democratic type leader. And I'm not blaming him. I'm not saying that anything that Hamas is doing is right. It is absolutely abhorrent what is going on over there. My concern is that every time we go in and bomb these villages where Hamas is on the Gaza Strip, we create more and more children who have lost their families, and the only thing they have to turn to is Hamas. It's just like the inner city when young children, young African-American or urban children lose their parent, they turn to a gang because that becomes their family and they become radicalized. I don't know how to stop it. All I know is what we're doing is not working. We need to find a way to cut that cord and cut that cycle of creating more and more jihadists like we're doing.
Thanks for calling, Keith. That's an excellent call. Really appreciate it. Claire of Sun Prairie, my friend. Thank you for calling. What's your mind, Claire?
Well, I just wondered if other people see the irony in Trump trying to say Hamas, and all that would come out is hummus. And I think it's a Freudian slip on his part, because one of his biggest fears is that the pee-pee tape should come out, and that's about chickpeas. Which is what hummus is made from. It's all a circular thing.
Well, we're not going to delve too deeply into Trump's proclivities. But what I can tell you is that he said that he thought that Hamas was very smart. Quote, all those people are, quote, very smart. And Netanyahu let us down. This is a little dog whistle to an anti-Semitic part of his base. That is all it is. And listen, Tommy Tuberville just came out today and said, we shouldn't take sides. You shouldn't take sides. Both of these people, neither one of them deserves support. This is a senator who is blocking promotion to well over now 300 admiral and general positions, demoralizing our military. He's a chicken hawk. He's backed up by other chicken hawks, Hawley of Missouri. And the rest of the Senate are buttercups. They sing the buttercup song. They interview, they say, boy, it's terrible what he's doing. Yeah, you know, you're in the Senate. Do you ever think, well, no, I can't do that. He has the right to unanimous consent. He has the right to help destroy our military. This is what you hear from the buttercups. This is wrong. This is very wrong. Rand Paul, you know, right now, we don't have two senior military positions filled because of Tuberville that would have been in command of our forces in that area right now. And nobody is doing anything. And I'm damn tired of it. I'm very, very tired of it. We're going to a break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
For a long time, sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the back.
CBS News special report. The UN tonight pleads with Israel to reverse a warning to people in northern Gaza to evacuate south. The UN warning it's logistically impossible, could lead to devastating consequences. This on day six of the latest Mideast war with America's top diplomat in Israel, source correspondent Ian Lee.
One volunteer told Secretary Blinken when the country heard the U.S. was sending an aircraft carrier to the region, people were cheering in the streets.
This as Israel continues airstrikes on Gaza, and as in Israel, there are Americans trapped there too.
When are we going to be next? When are we going to be dead? That's the way everybody feel over her. we are dead bodies walking.
As for those Americans on the other side of the shattered fence,
there could be upwards of 20,000 people interested in getting out of Israel, either on flights or on ships that will take them to nearby Cyprus. But either way, it looks as if they are ready and willing to do this for as long as it takes.
CBS News correspondent Ed O'Keefe. CBS News Special Report, I'm Tom Foti.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over, then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
When it came time, like, oh, I'm going to pursue comedy. At the time, it was like, well, it was New York and Los Angeles. I'm like, I knew more people in New York. I knew you'd get funnier in New York and there's more stage time. I'm like, I'm going to L.A. if my dreams are going to come crashing down, I'd rather have them come crashing down on the beach.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Well, you had a little chat with management yesterday, and I did suggest a daily limo and a fruit plate.
How did they take that?
That didn't seem to take that seriously for some reason.
I have full faith in you. You've been doing this for a long time. And you have Greg Bach.
I got a call from management this morning saying if I'd be interested in taking on new roles as a driver and buying fruit plates. That's a career opportunity.
Put that on your resume, baby.
Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour.
If you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
93.5, The Tap.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Go right to the lines. Andrew of Detroit, Michigan, my friend. Thanks for calling, Andrew. What's in your mind today?
Hey, Matt. Yesterday, I started my comments saying that Hamas was horrible in what they did, that Hezbollah, what they're doing is terrible. And what ISIS has done, what Al-Qaeda's done, what the Taliban has done, all of that stuff is horrible, and we've got to find a way to stop it. But I cannot condemn the Palestinians living in Gaza for the actions of Hamas unless they belong to it. Now, there's got to be a lot of innocent people there, and they've been treated horribly for 75 years. Now, should we condemn all the German people for the Nazis of World War II? Should we all Italians because of the fascism there? How about my own heritage with the Vikings? Matt, we just have to love each other as people. And these people that want to cause terror around the world, we've got to stop them. But we can't just say that this region of people are horrible because of, and then throw history at it. Hope you appreciate my opinion today, Matt. I call myself a socialist Democrat, by the way. Been Democrat all my life. Big labor candidate, too.
Okay, listen, Andrea, I always appreciate your calls. They're good calls, and I hope you keep it up. I don't describe myself as a socialist Democrat. I describe myself as a Democrat. In other words, you have Kennedy, Clinton, and Biden. That said, let me address everything else you just said. Nobody faults the entire German people for Hitler. Nobody faults the entire Russian people for Stalin and Putin. And nobody faults all Palestinians or all people of any of these countries. But when there's no such thing as if they don't belong to Hamas, there's no membership card in Hamas. It's not some kind of a ruling society that's hated by the people there. That is the reality in the Gaza Strip. If and when the Israelis go in, and the Israelis are showing remarkable restraint, and I'm going to explain why I say that. The Israelis could solve this in a very short period of time by simply dropping much more lethal weapons on all of it and killing 2.5 million people. The jihadist types in Syria and everywhere else would do just that. Assad and then his father before him would wipe out an entire city of 35, 50,000 people without blinking an eye. Israel is part of the West. It's part of enlightened democracy. It's part of a humanitarian ethos that tries to spare civilians at all costs, if at all possible. Israel, for 75 years, and certainly for the last 30 or 35 in particular, has pleaded with its neighbors for peace in the various peace talks. Jimmy Carter sponsored some. Bill Clinton sponsored some. Everybody got them together and said, Israel said, you can have 99% of all the land you want. You can have it back. I mean, you can't have the state of Israel, but the Palestinians in the West Bank, up in the Golan Heights in Gaza, let's get along. All we ask is that you recognize our existence, our right to exist. All we ask is that you recognize us as human beings. In every case that was rejected, they said they want a lot of other things. They want land back. They don't want surveillance. But if you have somebody that's not recognizing your right to exist, you then yourself are going to be attacked. The fault of the occupation is upon the jihadist ethic, a cultural imperative that you must forcibly convert or eliminate your enemies. The reason why the Abraham Accords work, and they're a wonderful thing, and they've got to be spread, is simply because Israel and the United States and the West has shown so much force, so much power and strength that people realize it's finally in their interest. That's the only reason. They respect only force. This is not another Western nation. And even the Western nations through the First World War and the Second World War didn't respect that either. So what do we do? Israel right now is blockading Gaza. They're cutting off water, electricity, food. No one can leave. They have said, release all the hostages that you have, and we will restore water, food, and electricity. And they say no. They say no. Israel is now prepared for a ground invasion. I had a good friend of mine from school whose son was a Marine captain in Fallujah over in Iraq, where they went door to door. Doors, the Marines did this, our Marines. Doors are booby-trapped. garbage cans are booby-trapped. Mines are put under paths. And these brave Marines, and many of them were killed, fortunately my friend's son was not, would kick open the door, sometimes get a burst of machine gun fire back at them. Israel's prepared to do that. They're going to lose a lot of soldiers. They're going to go in, all these tunnels are booby-trapped. The doors are booby-trapped. Everything's booby-trapped. The people they're fighting are essentially, by conviction, suicide bombers themselves. It would be very nice to say that they shouldn't go in and do anything. But you just had at least a thousand jihadists, and Islamic Jihad is in on this, Iran is in on this, going to villages and beheading infants and toddlers, raping and sexually mutilating women, parading a beautiful girl with her legs spread almost out at where she had to have had her bones broken, naked, and they spit on her. If there are people in Gaza who are willing to say, give up the hostages, restore everything, and kill the Hamas leaders who allegedly, according to some, are oppressing them, I don't believe that for a minute. I don't believe that there isn't a Hamas membership card. At long last, the cultural imperative to forcibly convert or exterminate apostates has got to be changed. And so far, it's only been changed by force. That can no longer continue. Mark from the SAC, my friend, thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Mark?
Yeah, let's recognize the horrors that has happened over there. But let's also recognize that they're looking at what's happening in this country as well as the anti-Semitism that seems to be on the rise in this country. And what I found particularly ironic is that I was just doing a checking if my historical memory was correct, that but at the Bund meetings prior to World War II in this country, when they were having those meetings, celebrating, Adolf Hitler and the Bund, they had big posters of President George Washington, they're talking their fascist crap. But George Washington actually had sent a letter to the Jewish synagogue in, I think it was Newport, Rhode Island, welcoming them to the body politic, to religious body politic, and saying that all faiths are supposed to be recognized in this country. Well, I don't know at that point in time, if they actually included Catholic in that, ecumenical brotherhood, considering the Catholics were kind of looked down upon.
Listen, one of the signers of the Declaration of Independence from Baltimore is Catholic. I mean, let's get here a little more currently, Mark. I do appreciate your call, but let me just say this. Nobody wants to see innocent people killed. You have a doctrine that is relentlessly attacking Israel, but it's not alone. Europe attacked Israel. Everybody for 4,000 years, going back to the Egyptians, has attacked the state of Israel in diaspora or where it is. They have been subject to genocide in perpetuity for 4,000 years. And we make the statement now, we stand with Israel. We stand with Israel. We stood with Israel when Hitler attacked it. And obviously that was before the creation of the modern state, but he attacked Jews in general. We stand against the Ruskies. And by the way, some people have called the station, said, Matt uses the term Ruskies. And let's get very real here. In Russian, they refer to themselves as Ruski. That's the Russian word for themselves. They refer to Polish people as Polski. That is the Slavic language. Yes, I say it in a not friendly way because they are committing genocide in Ukraine. So I do appreciate these calls and I think they're important and so forth, but let's please take a look at the facts. Now, to get back to the issue of Gaza and Israel, what are they supposed to do? There are people celebrating the savagery people celebrating the sadism of this genocidal attack on the Jewish people. We can't have that. We stand with Israel. Our military stands with Israel. Now I'm going to start to talk briefly before the break about what's happening with Speaker and the Republican Party, because it directly impacts the ability of this country to run itself. It's not just that you have Tommy Tuberville, who's a traitor and a chicken hawk, or Rand Paul or Josh Hawley or these people, or lying Donald Trump, crooked Donald Trump. No. Steve Scalise now is struggling for votes, and it looks like he's not going to get them. He needs 217 votes. There are 16 Republicans who are holding out. There are 221 Republicans. That means he'll get 205 votes. That's even less than McCarthy got, which is 209 votes. He is short. And the clowns that are attacking him, and look, I don't like him, frankly. He's the one who said he's David Duke without the baggage. He stands for aid to Ukraine, aid to Israel, and a budget for at least for another year. You know, he's a mangy dog, but what the hell? He ain't going to get it. Gymnasium Jim G. Wham Jordan isn't going to get it for all the reasons I've talked about on the show before. There's one named Nancy Mace of South Carolina, Republican, really bad news. You know what she does? She's for Jordan. She used to be a moderate Republican. She shows up in a T-shirt in the House with a scarlet A on it for adultery. This is what she does in the House of Representatives. That's a reference to the Nathaniel Hawthorne novel, The Scarlet Letter, which was set in Puritan New England around 1640. The heroine in it has a baby out of wedlock and won't identify the father. So the Puritans make her wear a scarlet A for adultery on her clothes. And Nancy Mace is saying, what kind of statement is that? She's basically drawing attention to her chest. I mean, that's all she was doing. Look, these people are sick. They're crazy. They're in Congress. Marjorie Taylor Greene, posting naked pictures of Hunter Biden in the Congress. You know, what is happening to the Republican Party? Well, I've got an idea. And here's the idea. 356 people, Democrat and Republican, got together to push through the budget extension till November 17. These are people who should be running the country. Have Hakeem Jeffries reach out to them and say, pick a Republican other than Scalise and Jordan whom we can live with. My nominee is Tom Cole of Oklahoma, member of the Choctaw Nation, graduate of Grinnell, Yale. Really a very fine guy, moderate. Somebody like him. Stick him in, vote, and let's get going. Let's get down to business. Going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Do you support the legalization, regulation, and taxation of legal cannabis in the state of Wisconsin? You said yes, Melissa. That was like 12 years ago. What do you think the hangup is?
It's the Republicans. They're suffering from reefer madness. They're out of touch legislators in the Capitol building who don't want to give a win to Governor Evers and Democrats.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6
on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
meteorologist Rodney Price. Rain overnight, some of it locally heavy. Breezy east winds increasing to around 25 miles per hour. By daybreak, 46 degrees. Rain and breezy conditions on Friday. 1 to 2 inches of that rain before the day is all said and done. The high up to 48 degrees. Currently 46 degrees.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Hite. Currently, it's 48 degrees.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. The lines are live. I'm going to you in order. Do not hang up. Wisco Paul, my friend, you're next. You're next. What's in your mind, Wisco Paul?
Bill, thanks for taking my call, Matt. Somewhere along the line, they need to get this worked out in the next 45 days. You've got two wars going on, and China's expanding. And then, of course, some of these senators don't want to okay people for places of leadership in the military. So I don't know how this works out, Matt. I really don't. I for one, I don't think... what the bottom line is, what's the ramifications if you don't get nothing done after 45 days, if you're out 30 days, 60 days, or whatever. Thanks, Matt.
Yeah, you close down the government. You know what I'd do if I were Biden? Nothing needs my advice. I would contact all 356 Democrats and Republicans who voted for the last budget and say, you know, if you had a speaker, would you vote for the next one? And they'd most of them say, yeah. And then I'd say, we have a constructive vote. And because they won't give us a speaker, I deem it by executive order that there is the approval of Congress. And I'm going to go ahead and order the Treasury Department and the Fed to issue the money necessary to keep us open. That's what I would do. And I would, frankly, just promote these admirals and generals. He's put in some acting positions, but I would do it by executive order and say that we have a traitor, Tuberville, in the Senate. He's a traitor. He might as well be paid or be in the Russian Secret Service. He's bad news. Stephanie of Madison, my friend, you're next. What's your mind, Stephanie?
Hey there. Hey, Matt. I'll tell you what. You mentioned Nancy Mace. I just want to mention an article in today's Washington Post in the style section. Monica Hess, who's a wonderful writer, she writes on women's issues, and she does this real takedown of Nancy Mace and the letter A, and trying to compare herself to Hester Prynne. And her whole thing is that, you know, she's a woman and who is being defiant, and she's defying the whole pushback that or opposition that she's up against, saying that she always does the right thing, you know, and she wants to stand on her values and blah, 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 yada, yada, yada. What a bloviating hot air quote. Oh, God. The emotional and intellectual maturity of a two-year-old, I'm sorry. But they basically say is she's doing it for attention, A, for attention. So there you go, Matt.
Yeah, no, you're right. But why wear a T-shirt? I mean, you know, look. It's a very, very attenuated connection to Hester Prynne and that she stood up to the Puritans. So Nancy Mace is standing up to whom? In a T-shirt with a scarlet letter A on it because she's for Jordan and Trump, and she's standing up to rhinos. You know, this is sick. This is the Congress. We need to run our government, for Pete's sake. We need to promote our generals and admirals. Bill of Economic, my friend, thank you for calling. What's your mind, Bill?
Kind of on what the topic on you're talking about, does Biden have the authority to ask the Congress and the Senate to vote on an ethics bill for anybody running for political office? And if you've been charged with domestic terrorism, anything at all, you are held in censorship till your court case comes up. Because if we don't raise the bar on standards, I mean, remember, the Republicans' best guy, they searched high and low. The guy they came up with has got 91 felonies, and that's the best they can come up with. You've got to be kidding. Jordan runs an investigation on corruption, and he's got a subpoena hanging over his head. Do you think that Biden could take charge and say, guys, we've got to raise the bar. There's going to be an ethics standard, and this is what it's going to be. What's your thoughts?
Yeah, I think that's an excellent idea. You know, politically, what will happen is it'll be derailed in the Senate because Tommy Tuberville will say, I won't permit that to be voted on, or Josh Hawley will. And then you have the filibuster and all that. So sadly, you're right. If we had a Congress of patriots, and the first Congress, the Senate and the House back in the 1790s, these were all people, they had their political differences. Some were from the South, some were from the North and all that. But they basically cared about the United States and they rallied around the country as it was attacked by Britain. You don't have that now. I think it's a great idea. It makes a lot of sense. You know, would the six tarantulas on the Supreme Court uphold this constitutionality? I have no idea. I doubt it. Clarence Thomas has been bribed. Look, the Republican Party, in my judgment, is a clear and present danger to the United States. I'm not talking about Liz Cheney, Adam Kinzinger, some very, very good folks. And you have moderate Republicans like this Tom Cole. Look him up from Oklahoma. He's a decent guy. I mean, I'm sure he's quite conservative, but I don't think he's a nut. He's not a nut. But Steve Scalise and Jordan are not going to get it. They don't have the votes. There's 16 holdouts. And there's nobody in the Democratic Party that has the appetite to go to Scalise when he said that he's David Duke without the baggage and go, hey, we'll give you 16 votes. You know, the guy, that's a sick party. That's a sick party. It is cancer. It is cancer. And the reason is the root cause of the cancer, the choriocarcinoma, is Donald Trump. He has done nothing but attack crooked Donald Trump, lying Donald Trump, has done nothing but attack this country, divide it racially, divide it every other way, insult people throughout it, act in the most crude fashion, take money from Russia, take money from Saudi Arabia, betray our interests, and people still go, some people go, well, yeah, but I think I'll vote for him. For what? What do you think he's going to do? He is urging the Republicans to shut down the government. He's urging the Republicans not to vote for what he calls rhinos. And behind McCarthy's back, he urged people not to vote for McCarthy. With Jordan, he's endorsed Jordan. He's endorsed Jordan, Gymnasium Jim G.Y.M. Jordan, because Jordan was the congressional architect of the coup. By that, I mean the fake electors. He should have been prosecuted by Jack Smith, but Jack Smith didn't want to junk up his thing. He wanted to go after Trump right away so he'd get it in before the election. These fake, you know, frankly, Fannie Willis or the AG in Michigan or our attorney general could charge him right here. Could charge all our fake electors. Put some artillery power behind Jack Smith. That's not happening. There's a lot of moving pieces going on. I like your idea, Bill. I think it probably wouldn't get anywhere given the filibuster and unanimous consent and the six tarantulas. This is a challenge to our country right now, but we're all Americans. We're all patriots, and we're going to see it through. Coming to the end of the show, great show as always. Stand by for another great show. Devil's Advocate with Dominic Crute. Matt Flynn Direct. We'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. In the meantime, I'm signing off.
Hey, baby, there ain't no easy way out.
The Todd Alba Show.
What makes our society great is that we can believe in something bigger than ourselves. Doesn't matter whether it's a soccer team or whether it's a political movement or whether it's a public school, whether it's a neighborhood PTA, a bake sale. It's about interacting with our friends and neighbors and making our communities better for having come together around a common cause.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the...
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap,
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media.